Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. This is Peter and Jimmy of Knights Council 15962. I am your host, and I want to start with an apology. I was a little late in submitting a show. I forgot that one of our producers was going to be unavailable for Thanksgiving, so you heard a repeat last week, and you heard the first Sundays of Advent's Gospel the day before the second Sunday of Advent. So what we're going to do is we're going to do two Gospels, and I'm going to do them both, back the second and third Sunday of Advent to get us caught up back to back. And so because we've got two Gospels to talk about, I'm going to just dive right in. So this is the second Sunday of Advent's Gospel. This was the one we just had this weekend and passed. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is at his hand. He will clear the threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And now the third Sunday of Advent. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare the way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of woman, there is none greater than John the Baptist. Let the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Now let's touch both of these. First, the appearance of John the Baptist, and John the Baptist talking about repentance. Here's John the Baptist. Here's what he looks like. Here's what he say. You know, prepare the way of the road, break straight your paths. And it mentions how all of Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole region were going out to be baptized him as they acknowledged their sins. This is why confession is so important. Acknowledging your sins. When you go to confession, you are acknowledging your sins. You are saying to God, "I did this thing I should not have done. I am guilty." You are indicting yourself. And by indicting yourself, you are seeing yourself in the light of truth. And that's why that is a baptism of repentance. But notice how he treats the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? That's an important line because it's telling you that the judgment of God is coming. So who warned you to flee? So you're coming to me because you understand there's bad things coming for you. Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And that's sort of like, think about the act of contrition. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to do penance, to avoid the approximate occasion of sin and not to sin anymore. Show that you are actually changing, that you are repentant. And notice how he says, we have Abraham as our father. Don't say that because God can make children of Abraham out of stones. Being a baptized Catholic isn't enough. The sacraments, confession, repentance, Holy Communion, all these things get you to there. A label is not enough. It's like the once saved, always saved crowd who will do horrible things because they think that, well, I've accepted Christ. I'm all set. But then when someone like that is revealed to be some horrible thing, you'll hear them say, oh, well, they didn't really mean it. Well, that's the point, because once saved, always saved is ridiculous. Even Paul, because Jesus constantly talks about having to do things. John talks about having to do things here. Paul talks about how he has to run the race to keep himself from being disqualified. And notice what John says here. He's talking about hell. And he's rather explicit about it. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. If you don't bear good fruit, you'll be cut down and thrown into the fire. And he talks about Jesus. You know, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He'll gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. It is not very subtle. John was not known for his subtlety. And now let's get to Jesus, technically his final encounter with John, which throws people off because obviously John baptized Jesus and acknowledged who he was. But now John's in prison. John is going to be executed. And he's saying, you know, are you the one? Now, he may be, this could be his own crisis of faith, or he could be illustrating this for the sake of his disciples and the sake of the crowds. We don't know the motivation here. But either one is viable. In fact, it could even be both, that he's both in despair. I mean, being in prison is not the easiest thing in the world, especially in a prison 2,000 years ago. And Jesus says, well, and remember what John said to the Pharisees, show me fruits of your repentance. So basically, this is show me the money. Show me the money. Show it. And what does Jesus say? The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear and the dead are raised. And the poor have the good news that is proclaimed to them. In other words, Jesus is showing the fruits of his ministry. And he's talking about them. And I know this is a pet peeve, and I know this annoys my wife when I bring it up sometimes, but I'm going to say it anyways. If you watch The Chosen, this little scene is a pet peeve to me because they built the whole plot of season 5 on the idea that Jesus let Rama die but raised Lazarus, and Thomas is all upset about this. But at this point, this is said before Lazarus was raised. And before they were allowed to talk about the raising of the daughter of the head of the temple, there was the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. That's the example of the dead being raised. There's three people that he raises. Jairus' daughter, who is either first or second, the son of the widow of Nain, as he's being carried out as they're doing the procession, and Lazarus. Those are the three that get raised. But that's my little pet peeve. But notice what Jesus says about John. What did you go out to see? You went out to see a prophet. And remember, there's no streaming services. There's no TV. There's no vaudeville. There might sometimes be plays. There might sometimes be the arena. But there's not a lot of entertainment. So people went out, and people, especially under occupation, seeking their feel, you know, the Romans are ruling them. They feel, oh, we should be ruling ourselves. They go to a prophet. And Jesus talks about John as the prophet, but notice what he says at the end. Amen, I say to you, among those born of woman, there is none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So why is the least in the kingdom of heaven greater than John the Baptist? Because they're with God. They're saints. Now, John the Baptist will eventually be a saint. He will be a martyred saint. But at the time Jesus is talking, he's not. He's still alive. He's still a man. He still is at the point where he has the free will to reject or accept God. He is still capable of mortal sin. He is still capable of rejecting what God has given him. Thus, and plus any sins that he may have committed, he may not have repented. He may not, you know, minor sins and so forth. He still has not been purged from purgatory. He's still alive. And that's why we pray for perseverance, because we all have the chance to reject God. I'm as a person who knows I have to get to confession this Saturday very badly, I can tell you about this. There are times when we let our own desires override the wishes of God. Thus, we need to persevere, which is why we have confession, which is why we have repentance. Jesus is reminding you, and this is a very important reminder, again, for the once saved, always saved crowd, that you lose your salvation. You can say no to God. You can decide, I do not want to be saved by you. I do not want to acknowledge you. I do not need God. I am my own. That's the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit that you hear about talked over there. So Jesus is giving a warning about repentance and perseverance in that statement. Because once you're in heaven, the least person in heaven is greater than any living person, because they have achieved heaven. And I'm going to repeat something that I've said many times before, and I'm going to say it again here. Heaven will be no less wonderful, and hell will be no more bearable, if the person you hate the most in the world is standing next to you in that place. So don't worry about that stuff. Worry about getting there. Don't worry about, oh, this person's this, this person's that. That's not your job. It's not your job to judge someone else's servants or their struggles, because you have your own struggles. I have my own struggles. We all have our struggles. Worry about becoming that least person in the kingdom of heaven, and you'll be fine. Aim for heaven. Don't aim for purgatory. Aim for heaven. Because if you aim for heaven and miss, you've got purgatory. Aim for purgatory and miss, game over. Game over. So that's these two gospels. And actually, it worked out very well having them together, because we were able to get the common themes there. All right, now let's get to some prayer requests. And we have several on the prayer wall. And let's begin. We have a prayer request for the soul of Eric Sullivan and his two children who survive him. We're very happy to pray for that. Next, we have a prayer request for Scott Blake, who passed away from cancer, and his wife, Michelle. All right, we will be happy to pray for that. A prayer for a sister who is coming home from rehab and a sister-in-law who has terminal cancer, which is not very pleasant. Be very happy to pray for that. Let's see, hit the button here. By the way, when I'm saying hit the button here, remember, you can acknowledge, if you go to the prayer wall at wqphradio.org/prayerwall, not only can you leave a prayer intention, but you can leave prayers for people who've put up intentions. Prayer request from Marna, Fran, and Jane. Marna, Fran, and Jane. We will be very happy to pray for them. And we have a prayer request on the wall for Erica, who needs help. We don't have any more details. We don't need any more details. Very happy to pray for Erica. And we have a prayer request for Beverly Allen's health and recovery as she comes home from being in the hospital for the last 3 months. Well, 3 months in the hospital can be a problem. So we're happy to pray for Beverly. And let's also pray for all those who put out these intentions, because they were obviously thinking of other people, which is a good thing to do. And also we're going to pray for our standing prayer intentions for the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, for the Sisters of the Rosary, for our local priests and deacons and clergy, for the two Mary Anns, for Jake, for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, and for all of you listening who have prayer requests but have not got them on the wall yet. So we will pray for those intentions that are in your heart. And remember, you can post intentions all you have to do is post private intention. And that's good enough for us. So let's pray the first joyful mystery for this one here. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation. I offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this first second and thy incarnation in Mary's womb, and ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother of profound humility. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the Annunciation come down into our souls. Amen. And now we're going to pray for those of you who do the indulgence calendar, for the intentions of the Holy Father. And we're also going to do this for a lady I ran into who had some prayers requested. There's an interesting story to that. I'm not going to tell it to you this week, but maybe we'll tell it to you sometime. Anyways, glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the earth seeking the ruin of souls. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, and union with the masses said throughout the whole world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home and within my family, amen. We pray all of these things in the name of the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're a little bit ahead of the game, so I guess I will tell you that story. Basically, I was having a tough day, and there was a place I was going to go. I kept avoiding. All kinds of things kept happening to discourage me from going to this place. It wasn't like a vital place for me, but it's some place I'd planned on going and I'd made my plans based on it. And I'm not going to go. I said, well, finally, I'm going to go. And when I got there, I ran into a person. We struck up a conversation, and she had a lot of prayers that she needed said for her and for people she knew. And it's almost as if God was trying to make sure I was there to get those prayers and prayer requests. So I think that's very cool. Now let's do our closing prayers in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, the listeners of this show, the stations that carry it, on this station, and to all its listeners, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till next week, this is Peter and Jeremy saying goodbye, and God bless you all. WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass. 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net. That's VIOLATIRE.net. Please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
Yes, for Hail Mary for your intentions.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for listening to WQPH 89.3, Shirley Fitchburg.
We're now in the second week of Advent. People not that familiar with the New Testament probably assume the Gospels begin with some cute verse, like, it came upon a midnight clear, or away in a manger, no crib for a bed. But none of the first verses of any of the Gospels begin with a Christmas narrative right off the bat. Matthew starts with a long genealogy about Jesus' family, and while the Gospel of John's beginning may sound more familiar, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, after that, the Gospel of John, along with Mark and Luke, all tell us something first about John the Baptist before they ever talk about Jesus. Why is John the Baptist so important, and what can we learn from him this Advent? John's birth narrative story echoes that of Abraham in Genesis, where God appeared to Abraham and promised him that his wife Sarah would bear a son. God tells him what to name him, Isaac, and even that he would have an important role in God's covenant. In Luke, we read a similar account, but here it's the angel Gabriel, who would soon appear to Mary. This angel tells Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth, although she was too old, would bear a son. They are told what to name him, John, and that he too will have a great role to play to prepare a people fit for the Lord. A few months later, when Mary goes off to visit Elizabeth, we hear that John leaped for joy in her womb. John the Baptist is announcing the joyful arrival of Jesus even before Christ's birth in Bethlehem. John later fulfills the angel's prophecy by preparing the way of the Lord when he baptizes people in the Jordan. So we can see that John the Baptist is very much connected with the preparation time of Advent. This week, let's take some time to reflect on the joy of our own baptism as we continue to prepare for the coming of our Lord. This is Matt Maloney from KnowTheFaith.net.
Okay, so you'll never guess who just dropped by our studio. your favorite priest, Father Bob Daugherty. Father Bob Daugherty, do you have some well wishes and blessings for our listeners?
Absolutely. Come, Holy Spirit, come now. Come as you will. For all of us, life is a journey of love and pain. So we have to have Easter Sunday, but before that, we always have to do Good Friday. So for ourselves, we know that if we have confidence in God, nothing's going to overcome God, not sin, not death, because the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, has given us eternal life. He's given us peace. So we know that life is not the problem. We all have problems. Some people have more than others. Life is not a problem to be solved. It's the mystery to be lived. The mystery of God's love. He loves an everlasting love for us. He loves us today. He loves us tomorrow. He loves us forever. It's hard to surrender all our problems over to God, but by surrendering the problems to God, we can become more peaceful, more joyful, more hopeful that all is going to be well. All is well today, all will be well tomorrow, and all will be well forever. We ask and invoke the Holy Spirit to be with us, all your family, all your friends, especially those who are fragile, those in hospitals, nursing homes, those who are not feeling well. I'm in the Regina. The average age is 88 years of age. So like there's one person, Father Mark Riley, 59, they call him a kid. Hey kid, what are you doing in here? So for ourselves, we know that God is good and we try to walk in the way of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. What beautiful Thanksgiving and Christmas message you have given us that we can use all the time. So pray for Father Bob Daugherty. He's not 88. He's probably... not yet.
I'm 79.
79. He's just a pup.
That's right.
He's one of the great priests in the Diocese of Boston. We've been happy to have him come on our pilgrimages, pastor of Sacred Heart Church. Fabulous pastor. God bless you, Father, for all you have done for God.
Keep up the great apostles. The great apostles are so important for people to understand that God is and God loves them.
Amen.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.